Welcome to Exceeding Joy for Today. I'm Sue Waters, and it's my pleasure to be with you over the next half hour. Exceeding Joy for Today brings the truth of God's Word to help you walk in a closer relationship with God. We want you to enjoy His peace and joy every day of your life. Tonight, our topic is guilt. A lot of people struggle with guilt, and I think everyone does at some point in their life. I remember shortly after I was saved, God opened the door for me to share my testimony in a church. And when I was asked to do that, I didn't even really know what my testimony was. I was a brand new Christian, and I had a unique experience coming to God. I didn't really pray the sinner's prayer. I didn't really have a real revelation of needing a Savior. I didn't, prior to salvation, I didn't think I had a need for Jesus, but I really was drawn to this intimacy with God, this two-way relationship that I saw my friend have where she talked to God and God talked to her. So when I understood that Jesus was part of the package and not a separate part, but part of the package, I accepted Him only because I wanted this relationship with God. And in God's love, He met me right where I was at. However, He did not leave me there. I still needed to understand that I needed a Savior. And so when I was asked to share my testimony in that church, I said to God, what is my testimony? And He said to me, I want you to write a list of all your sins. So I wrote, and as I was writing, more sins came to mind, and I was amazed at how sinful I was. And I said to God, I've done everything except murder. And He very quickly replied to me, oh no, you did that with your mouth, with the words of your mouth. And so I was guilty of everything. That's why we have a Savior, so that we can be redeemed from our sin, so that we're no longer guilty. So many people get trapped in the enemy's tactic of guilt. And we don't want you to be there, because Jesus paid the price for your sins so that you can be free from that sin. If you don't understand that, you're gonna struggle with guilt, and you won't be able to stand against it. There's a quote I'd like to share with you from William Wordsworth. From the body of one guilty deed, 1,000 ghostly fears and haunting thoughts proceed. Isn't that the way of the enemy? You do something wrong, and then your mind plays this DVD over and over and over again about what you did, and it often becomes much bigger than what it really was. And not to make light of sin, but the enemy wants to torment us with sin. And when we're walking in guilt, we're keeping that sin upon us. And God said that He sent His Son to die for us so that we can be free from that sin. In fact, in Isaiah 53, verse 6, in the New Living Translation, it says, all of us have strayed away like sheep. We have left God's path to follow our own. Yet the Lord laid on Him the guilt and sins of us all. Jesus took upon Himself our sin. You see, Israel used to transfer their sin onto a lamb, and the lamb was slaughtered, and it had to be a perfect lamb, so that perfect lamb without blemish represented one without sin. And then the sins of the people were put upon that lamb, and because the wages of sin are death. So the lamb, the sin of mankind was transferred onto the lamb, and then the lamb was slain. But it was something that had to be every time you sinned, you had to have a lamb. Jesus was that lamb. He became that one-time sacrifice. He took all the sins of the world, all the sins that you've ever committed, ever will commit. He took it all on himself. He took sickness and disease upon himself. He took rejection and wounding upon himself. He took it all upon himself so that we could be free. How blessed we are that if we don't understand this, we will not walk in the freedom that he provided for us. We don't want to do that. We don't want to have had Jesus take that in vain. What are the circumstances behind the guilt that you're struggling with? Have you repented to God? And if you haven't, oftentimes people come to me, and I've been counseling for over 19 years now, and people come to me and they say, oh yes, I've repented many times for that. But if we really understand repentance, we understand that it's a done deal. When I've repented of it and given it to God, it's done. I don't carry it anymore. It's not me. It's like David, King David, who God called a man after his own heart. Well, he was an adulterer and a murderer. He committed adultery, slept with another man's wife, and then murdered her husband to cover up for his sin. That's pretty heavy duty. But he was quick to repent. And that's what it is. And it's interesting because sometimes I've heard more from unbelievers. They don't understand that. Well, then I can just go out and sin and repent. And that's not what it's about. It's about we all sin. We all fall short of the glory of God. So when that happens, we have to repent, because repentance turns us from the sin back towards God, into his presence, towards him, so that we're not running from him but to him. We give him that sin. Repentance acknowledges that I've done something wrong. You see, if I don't take ownership for my sin, how can I receive God's forgiveness? How can I receive his cleansing? How can I receive his healing? I can't, because I can't receive that which I have not taken responsibility for. So that's why it's so important that we accept responsibility for what we've done wrong. And a lot of times people don't want to do that because they feel guilty and they don't know how to deal with the guilt. But it's about going to God, repenting for that which we have done, for the sin that we've committed, and then receiving God's forgiveness. That's crucial. And we don't stop there. We receive his cleansing. And in Psalm 51, verse 2, in the New Living Translation, it says, wash me clean from my guilt. Purify me from my sin. Nothing can purify us. Nothing can cleanse us except the blood of Jesus. It's the only thing that can clean us up. We cannot clean ourselves up. So many people try to do that. They try to clean themselves up, and it just doesn't work. They try to do good works. But we can't earn our purity. We can't earn our cleanliness. We can go to God. The Bible says we're all as filthy rags. So, because we have all sinned, all fallen short of the glory of God. That's why God sent Jesus to save us. Because we couldn't do it on our own. If we could earn our way into God's kingdom, if we could earn our salvation, if we could earn our right standing with God, earn our right to get rid of guilt, Jesus would not have had to die the terrible death that he did, that he died. But he did that because God knew that we couldn't get ourselves clean. We couldn't get ourselves right with him. We couldn't get rid of the guilt. So if the enemy is trying to stick that label of guilt on you, take it to God. Run to God. God loves you and does not want you to be caught in the trap of guilt. Guilt does not come from God. Conviction comes from God, and conviction is that inner knowing that what you did is wrong. And God gives us conviction so that we turn to Him to get right with Him, to get cleansed and healed. But guilt is from the enemy because it holds us down. It makes us feel bad, and it really is an attack on the call of God on our life. It hinders us from our destiny. So it's so important that we run to God. And when we go to God, we receive His forgiveness. Then we receive His cleansing. Then there's another step. Have you forgiven yourself? That can be a real difficult thing to do. And many people, including myself, I had to struggle through this years ago. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that after this song. We're going to go to a song by Mendisa called Not Guilty, and I want you to listen to the words. It's a very powerful song, and let the anointing of God minister to you through this song. Receive those words as truth. And any of you that are struggling with guilt, your feelings are lining up with the lie of guilt rather than the truth of God's word. Embrace the truth of this song.
I gave my life to you.
Welcome back to Exceeding Joy for Today. I'm Sue Waters, and our topic tonight is guilt. I love that song, Not Guilty. We talked about before the song, Have You Forgiven Yourself? It's crucial. It's part of the package of forgiveness. It's part of the package of getting rid of the guilt. People don't realize that if you do not forgive yourself, it's actually a form of idolatry. You're saying that your sin is greater than what Jesus did on the cross. You are elevating yourself over the Lord. When I understood that years ago, it helped me come to the place where I could choose to forgive myself. Oftentimes, we have committed sins that and we have walked in so much guilt that we just do not feel that we have a right to be guilt-free. And there is truth to that. And see, that's how the enemy works. He takes truth and twists it. We don't have a right to be guilt-free on our own. But Jesus paid the price so that was done. So we do have a right, not because of ourselves or anything that we did, but because our Savior paid the price for us. That's a powerful truth that is important for all of us to embrace so that we can forgive ourselves. Then we want to receive healing. Often, when we have walked in guilt for a number of years, like many of us have, it has done a number on us, and we need healing in our hearts. Just receive the healing that Jesus provided. Oftentimes, I just want to touch on this truth about repentance. Oftentimes, people have come to me over the years and said, well, they ask God, will you forgive me? And they don't have an understanding of what Jesus did on the cross. Jesus forgave you on the cross. By asking for forgiveness or receiving his forgiveness, I usually like to do it as in receiving his forgiveness. You can ask, but ask knowing that it was already done. God isn't sitting there going, well, I don't know if I'm going to forgive Sue for that sin or not. He already forgave me through Jesus on the cross. I simply must receive that forgiveness. It's as easy as that. It's not a complicated thing. It's not I wonder what kind of mood God is in today. And that sounds quite funny, but that's how a lot of us think. We have wrong thinking that the enemy has taken truth and twisted it. And when he does that, we believe the lies, and he really bombards our mind with these lies that we believe about God, about ourselves, and it keeps us in a place of torment. Guilt is torment. There's different degrees of torment, but guilt is torment. And I think any of you that have walked in guilt can attest to the fact that, yes, you feel tormented when you go through that. Just receive what Jesus did for you. It's as simple as that. It's not complicated. Now, the last step. If you believe you have been cleansed from the sin, you are now responsible to stand against guilt. The enemy is still going to try to attack you with guilt. He's still going to try to bombard your mind, but you have a responsibility to stand against it. Your feelings have lined up with the guilt that you have walked in, some of you, for your entire life. Others maybe for a year or a week or a day. Whatever it is, your feelings have lined up with the guilt. You have to retrain your mind to embrace truth. And at some point, when the retraining there's been more retraining than there has been of the lies being etched in your mind, your feelings will begin to come over into the area of truth, and you will feel guiltless. At first, you are still going to feel guilty, but you stand against that and say, no, I have been cleansed. I have been forgiven. I am the forgiven of the Lord. And you, I call it talking it out, however you want to phrase it, you do what it takes to stand against that. You repeat scriptures, you repeat just talking to God and saying, thank you, God, that you've forgiven me. I've received that forgiveness, and I refuse to accept guilt. That is an important step, because as you do that, the day will come when you won't have to do that anymore, that you, your feelings will have lined up with the truth that you are not guilty. Even as God called David a man after his own heart, he did that because David had received God's forgiveness. I'd like to pray for you tonight, because I know that so many people struggle with guilt. So, Father, I lift up all those that are listening tonight, and I thank you that you loved each one of us so much that you sent Jesus to die not just for our salvation, not just for healing, but for freedom from guilt. Freedom from so many things, but also freedom from guilt. And I pray that everyone that hears my voice tonight, speaking your words of truth, Lord God, that they would embrace your words of truth, that they are forgiven. They are cleansed. And as Mandisa sang earlier, they are now not guilty. I pray that you would give them a vision of the like a stamp of with the blood of Jesus stamped on them, not guilty. And Lord, let that be the picture in their mind. No longer will they play that movie of what they did, but they will play the movie of that stamp, not guilty. Thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. God is all about you walking guilt-free. He does not put guilt on people, and that's so important to understand. So many people in the body of Christ don't know that, and that holds them back. So remember that God loves you so much. He loves you more than you even comprehend. Well, I want to thank you for listening tonight, and be sure to tune in to our Thursday night show on Faith FM called Exceeding Joy. It's a call-in talk show, and it's on from 9 till 10. And I'm sure it will be a blessing as well. So if you want to connect with me, give me an email at swaters@rogers.com. Thanks for listening, and have a fabulous week.
Here I am, Lord, and I'm drowning in your sea of forgetfulness. The chains of yesterday surround me. I yearn for peace and rest. I don't want to end up where you found me. And it echoes in my mind, keeps me awake tonight. I know you've cast my sin as far as the east is from the west. And I stand before you now as though I've never sinned. Today I feel like I'm just one mistake away from you leaving me this way. Jesus, can you show me just how far the east is from the west? 'Cause I can't bear to see the man I've been rising up in me again. In the arms of your mercy I find rest.
you know just how far the east is from the west, from one scarred hand to the other. I start the day the war begins, endless reminding of my sin. Time and time again, your truth is drowned out by the storm I'm in. Today I feel like I'm just one mistake away from you leaving me this way. Jesus, can you show me just how far the east is from the west? 'Cause I can't.